And just got kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we've got a great show planned for you today. Going to be examining a new carbohydrate source that is kind of making its way around in a grassroots effort that claims to actually be the first carbohydrate source that can actually burn fat. We're going to be talking with Vince Andrich about that in a moment. Later in the show, minerals as electrolytes. We're going to be examining minerals as electrolytes, electrolyte imbalances, the symptoms of those imbalances, and how to replenish electrolytes safely with medicine man meets modern medical orthodoxy, Bear Walker. I want to make a quick announcement also. Today is the last day of the month. It's the 29th. In a show recently, I think it was Casual Friday, last Friday, I mentioned that we will probably break 700,000 downloads this month, and we have. This is a monumentous moment for this show. We may even get close to 750,000 downloads this month. It's a short month, a day short. But nonetheless, something interesting happened to me this morning, and I have to share it with you. I had to call and pay a bill to a utility this morning for the studio. And when the guy pulled up my account, he said, "Superhuman Radio, why does that sound familiar to me?" And I said, "Well, it's a radio show about health, fitness, and longevity. We talk about nutrition. We talk about," and he cuts me off. He goes, "You talk about raw milk, grass-fed beef, and organic food." I says, "Yeah, that's right." He goes, "My wife listens to your show." I said, "Really? This is the first time I've ever bumped into somebody with such randomness." I said, "Where do you live?" And he said, "Atlanta, Georgia." It's like, holy mackerel. I said, "Are you sure it's Superhuman Radio?" He says, "Absolutely." He goes, "Your name is Carl." I said, "Yes, that's right." He goes, "I've listened to your show. It's really interesting." So, you know what? We made it onto the front page of iTunes thanks to all of you who have commented and rated the show. And I'm asking people to continue to comment and rate the show. We're going to touch 750,000 downloads this month. And random people are now telling me they've listened to the show. We are hitting a stride in the show, and I'm excited. And the reason I'm excited is not for my popularity, but because the more the show proliferates, the greater the chance we have of affecting some level of health in this country and maybe not going down the tubes. Okay, on that note, enough of my own patting myself on the back with my 360-degree elbow. Here's Vince Andrich. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great, Carl. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a great day. Anyway, Vince, you and Dr. Connolly have been like mad scientists working on a project for quite some time that I've been aware of, but it's been slow to kind of be revealed to the masses, but recently it has. You guys have introduced a new meal replacement powder, correct?
That's correct.
And it is called Physique 2.0, which the name I want to talk about a little bit later in the show, but more importantly, it's called Physique 2.0. And aside from the expected genius of Dr. Connolly to assemble the greatest protein portion of the meal that would afford us the greatest degree of protein synthetic response and thermogenesis, it appears that you guys are throwing a curveball at the industry here and claiming to have a carbohydrate source that burns fat too. Now, Vince, I have a lot of respect for you. You know that. I'm one of your biggest fans. You've been around this industry. You've worked with Sly Stallone. You've worked with Metrics back in the day. And fast forward today, are you pandering here with that statement, or is there really some validity to it?
No, there's validity. There's definite validity to it. And, you know, it might be semantics on whether or not it's a fat-burning car, but there is no doubt that it stops the downregulation of fatty acid oxidation from ingesting carbohydrate. And then downstream, it does throw off short-chain fatty acids and upregulate resting energy expenditure. So, I mean, it's very, very cool.
Okay, so this is a unique carbohydrate source, clearly. To your knowledge, is there anything that even resembles this type of response as far as a carbohydrate goes out there, found naturally, you know, yams, for instance, or something like that?
No. It's an engineered carbohydrate, basically. It is a starch. They call it high molecular resistant starch. And so depending on the, you know, the molecular structure of these starches, some can raise insulin. As you know, there's been Betargo and there's been these Carvelin and these other waxy mazes, which some work better than others, I suppose. And then on the other side of the equation, you would have a carbohydrate that would blunt the insulin response. And there's a whole downstream bag of effects that would happen when you do that. As you know, when insulin's up, or even just moderately increased, fatty acid oxidation slows down or goes to a stop.
Right.
So this is how this operates in that domain, where you basically have, you know, your fatty acid burn is not inhibited. And so it's great for someone who's really trying to build muscle and burn fat, because you really, the data starts to show that athletes really don't benefit from super low carbohydrate diet for any length of time. I mean, if they cycle it and all that, they might turn out hitting it on the nose. But at the end of the day, weight trainers need carbohydrates. How they get that is another story.
Okay, so let's talk about something, and this is really intriguing to me. I have, there's questions popping up in my head, like unruly school children not wanting to raise their hands here. Okay, so we understand that it doesn't spike insulin, but does it beget the benefits of carbohydrates, which are well known to anybody who's been on a ketogenic diet way too long knows that the thyroid becomes sluggish. The conversion of T4 to active T3 downregulates. The metabolic function of the body goes into a conservative mode, and carbohydrates can snap you out of that. Since it's not spiking insulin, since it's not doing some of these typical things that carbohydrates do, do we also lose that effect?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. I mean, without the insulin, you know, the quasi-insulin response, depending on what type of carbohydrate. This designer carb or resistant starch basically it works on glucose-dependent insulinotropic peptide, GIP. You familiar with that?
No. Explain them to us.
Well, basically, it's a pro-hormone of insulin. And it's been recognized as one of the most powerful modulators of energy balance. And so basically, when you tip that up with insulin, you're basically causing your body to not burn fat and to burn carbohydrate.
Okay.
And so what this does is it basically does what you were saying before. You know, all these downstream hormones that get downregulated, thyroid and everything else, It seems to keep those normalized. So in the face of a reduced calorie, reduced carbohydrate diet, you don't get those types of effects, which is why guys carb cycle and all that, you know, that stuff, it becomes pretty difficult to try to figure out.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots of questions. We're talking with Vince Andrich today about the brainchild of Dr. Scott Connolly and Vince Andrich, which is a new meal replacement powder called Physique 2.0. They are sponsors of the show, obviously. But really, we want to get to the bottom of whether or not this is worthy of our attention. I've got lots of great questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No 2 amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no 2 amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these 2 ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Vince Andrich about his and Dr. Scott Connolly's new product, Physique 2.0, which is a meal replacement powder that while you may not be a competitive athlete or want to get up on stage, we all need meal replacement products. We have bars like Quest Protein Bar, and now we have a new addition for something that we can drink. And this is ideal because it appears that the carbohydrate source is unique in that it does not cause an insulinogenic response. So explain to me, I first heard about these high molecular weight carbohydrates back in the day when Waxy Maize was first introduced, but Waxy Maize has had a love-hate relationship with the supplement industry. There are those who, you know, believed that it was great. There were those who said the research was flawed. There were those who said they used the wrong type of potato starch, which is Vitargo's claim that they have the only, you know, high molecular weight carbohydrate source out there that does what it's supposed to do. Is this just Waxy Maize 2.0, or is this something really different, Vince?
No, the structure is totally different. I mean, it originates from Waxy Maize, which is corn, but it could have been, they have resistant starches made out of other starch. It doesn't have to be maize. So that's just a kind of a coincidence.
What is a high molecular weight carbohydrate? What is it? And compare it to something like dextrose, which I would imagine is not a high molecular weight carbohydrate, correct?
Correct. Right. I mean, you know, and I'm not sure what the Vitargo data was. I know that there was a greater insulin response because of the molecular weight of that particular potato starch. And with respect to the waxy maize and these other variants of waxy maize, it seems like they didn't engineer, so to speak, the carbohydrate the right way.
You know, that's really interesting. That's really interesting because one of the things that waxy maize claims to do is to cause a huge insulinogenic response. That is actually part of their campaign, is it not?
It is.
Okay. This is really interesting. There's a nuance here that we're really sidestepping. And the fact is that what you're saying is that your carbohydrate source does not. It's the polar opposite. It does not cause a huge insulinogenic response. So how does glycogen replenished using a high molecular weight carbohydrate like yours? And I think I know the answer already. And probably in timing of right after the workout has a lot to do with it as well. But how does yours shuttle and produce glycogen restorage if it's not spiking insulin?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the science says you have to have a spike of insulin to, you know, glycogen storage. But maybe you know the answer to that.
Well, actually, you know why? I mean, I don't want to cut you off here, but the reality is that Dr. Mauro DiPasquale has spoken on this show a few different times profoundly about this, and then this sounds like a carbohydrate source that he could get behind because he is completely opposed to an insulin spike. In fact, he feels that keeping insulin low throughout the day increases insulin sensitivity, and you get the same response just without all the insulin once the metabolic landscape adjusts to lower insulin levels. You still get the storage in muscle. You just don't get the storage in fat. And he's a big believer of never spiking insulin, especially after a workout. He claims that the longer you keep insulin suppressed after a workout, it expands the anabolic window from the, you know, claimed 3 hours to all day long. So I got a feeling he could get behind. So I'm assuming that that's what where you're going with this.
That's exactly where we're going. And the truth of the matter is you can also, you know, in addition to that anabolic window being expanded, you're also expanding the fatty acid oxidation window, which is where this product really shines because you're not raising insulin. You're not tipping the glucose-dependent, you know, prohormone, GIP. So you have like an 80%, I think it's documented, an 80% reduction in insulin. So you have a low insulin medium. So your body says, wait a minute, I can burn fat for energy. I don't have a ton of insulin circulating around, which tells the body that there isn't a whole bunch of glucose floating around. So it's a way to get around that. You know, you bump the insulin up, that seems to be great. But downside of that is, metabolically, your fat can't be released. There's no need for it. And that's why they call insulin the storage hormone. One of the main reasons is because it basically says, I don't need to burn sugar. I mean, the fat, rather. I have carbohydrate.
Right.
And so that's why, you know, these low glycemic diets or, you know, obviously any low carbohydrate diet, the goal is to drive insulin down. The problem is when you drive carbohydrate intake down, I believe, and this is just a non-scientific point, I believe that you start to ratchet up insulin sensitivity.
Yes.
Because your body says, wait a minute, I'm not getting any of this stuff. When I do get it, you know what, I'm going to really sock it away. And so you really have to thread the needle, right? You're trying to trick the body but not try to get too tricky or cute, so to speak. And if that makes sense, Carl.
No, it definitely does. It definitely does.
You're giving yourself a little bit of metered glucose. And so your body's going, wait a minute, I'm not in any kind of danger here. I've got this going. I can tuck it away in my muscle cells. I can keep my insulin sensitivity pretty, you know, normalized. And I can go on with, you know, as an athlete, now you can change the composition of your body because you're not brain dead and you're not going down so low or high that you're just playing, you know, some kind of tightrope game.
Yeah. No. And again, this is where we this is where a lot of the what's the word I'm looking for? Schools of thought kind of split. There's the groups out there who believe that insulin is anabolic and spiking it frequently will lead to greater muscle gains. And then there is the group out there that says insulin is anabolic and maintaining very, very low levels of it alters the insulin sensitivity landscape and builds muscle, but not fat. I tend to believe in the latter, quite frankly, just because everything that leads to greater muscle gains seems to also fit into, when it comes to metabolics, I'm talking about, seems to fit into what is customary and appropriate for longevity and health, like reducing inflammation and, you know, omega-3s, where, you know, people build more muscle when they take omega-3s. Well, they also protect their heart and they do all these other great things. And so there seems to be a hand-in-glove relationship. The body knows that when it feels the best and it's the healthiest, that it can afford the luxury of muscle. And if it's sick and if it's challenged and it's insulted and assaulted day to day, it feels that the luxury of muscle is too much to ask for. And so I tend to be one of the group that thinks, like Dr. DePasquale espouses, that if you maintain lower sugar levels and therefore lower insulin levels, that the landscape stabilizes and still does what it has to do, but it does it better. And you know, it's kind of akin to, you go to a concert, right? And you stand up front by the speakers. And after about 15 or 20 minutes of screaming and that blinding, deafening loud noise, your ears adjust to that. Then when you go outside in the world, when people talk to you regularly, you're like, what? You got, you know, it takes a day or two to recover. Then you go into a very quiet environment, like a library, and somebody can whisper to you, and you can hear them and understand them. The insulin and the landscape of insulin sensitivity is kind of like that. If you spend a lot of time with high insulin levels, then yeah, you need high insulin levels to keep on keeping on. But when you stay in that lower range long enough, there's an adjustment takes place, and then the body returns to being able to build muscle just more efficiently. We're talking a lot about the carbohydrate source. How many grams of carbohydrates are in this MRP, Vince?
We have, I think it's 17 or 18. I just posted, I think it's about 39 protein and about 17 carbohydrate.
And any fiber in it at all?
It turns out to be 1 gram of fiber. There's actually some fiber in this resistant starch. But
obviously fiber was not necessary because most people use fiber to create hollow carbohydrates or non-impact carbohydrates. You didn't have to do that because this carbohydrate doesn't have any impact on its own.
Right, right. I mean, the how it's digested is really kind of the so what. I mean, it doesn't get broken down like regular starch. It passes through the small intestine, you know, into the large intestine. And then from there, it delivers a steady flow of glucose and short-chain fatty acids. So by doing that, it bypasses the glucose receptors in the small intestine. And so that's where you get the reduced insulin response. Because this is why, you know, Dr. Conley always says the devil's in the details. All these things matter. You know, how the protein not only raises plasma amino acid levels, but how long will it raise them? To keep muscle protein assembly going. The same is true for carbohydrates. So what switches is it turning on its way to being absorbed? Because all these molecules have different effects. Some nuance and not great effects in difference, but some, as we see in different types of protein and different types of carbohydrate, effects can be night and day.
Okay, so and so in summary, that what happens is because it's a high molecular weight carbohydrate source, it digests further downstream in the intestines.
Correct.
The way high fiber carbohydrates digest, by the way, like sweet potato, and even legumes, for those of you who still eat them, they actually are absorbed through a process of fermentation in the latter parts of the intestine. So that's the secret here. It's not being absorbed in the gut. It's being absorbed later on. So how does that affect timing? Do I have to take this and wait for the carbohydrate source to do its thing 30 minutes later?
No, I think what you're basically giving your body a more of a, if I could use the term, more of an evolutionary tuned type of a meal. In other words, it's going to behave more like real food. And, you know, the protein in there is complete dairy.
And we're gonna take a break here in like 30 seconds. When we come back, I want to talk about the protein next. I do want to talk about it because I know that's where Dr. Connolly excels. His understanding of protein sources and peptides and growth factors and all that sort of stuff is really, you know, he's top on the list of that. So that we're gonna get into that in a second. When is the product gonna be out? I just had someone on Facebook, Jordan France, said hopefully we can have an ETA. And obviously this is not a committed ETA because you've got a lot going on here, materials being combined and packaging and development and so on. When do you expect the product to actually be available for sale?
You know, I was shooting for the end of the month, first week in March, but it may be just a little later than that. We're pretty much ready to go. We're waiting for some labels right now. And so one of the packaging components was a little tardy. So as soon as we get that in, we'll be ready to run. I mean, within a couple of days, we've held line time. But so I would say, you know, probably by the 7th to 10th of March at the latest.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. Vince, is there a website right now for the product?
Yes, it's myotropics.com.
Really? T-R-O-I? Okay. All right. Also, I think we have a... Yeah, T-R-O-P-I-C-S. Yeah, there was an extra I in it. I just want to make it. It's myotropics, myotropics.com, right?
Correct.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back with more Vince Andrich. Later in the show, Bear Walker is going to be talking about minerals as electrolytes, the symptoms of imbalances, and how to replenish them safely. It's not as easy as it sounds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Andrich about his and Dr. Scott Connolly's new meal replacement powder, Physique 2.0. We're going to talk about why it's called Physique 2.0 also in a minute, but don't be fooled by the name. This is a good MRP for anybody out there. If you're just a working schlub and you have to eat on the run, this is a fantastic choice to not only nourish your body, but continue to help you with your progress of not creating new fat. All right, so the milk it's a complete milk protein as opposed to an isolate and a hydrolysate and all that stuff. Why did Dr. Connolly go with that?
Well, what happens is, the two principal proteins in milk, whey is the superstar, right? It's whey and casein.
Right.
And if the listeners don't know already, total milk has 80% casein. And 78 to 80%, and about 18 to 20% whey. So it's really predominantly casein. But there's a big difference in how the milk is extracted, or the milk proteins are extracted, in how the functionality ends up being. In other words, even if you use nanofiltration or cross flow to dig out the whey protein, which is a byproduct of cheese manufacturing, you damage the micelles, you damage some of the peptides in there that are inherent to the milk structure. Now, if you do that same type of a process, which is predominant, to try to pull the casein out, which micellar casein, however they're marketed, it isn't the same when you pull it out of the milk. Why? Because you have to beat it up when you pull it out of the milk to separate it from the whey and the other constituents in milk. And so there's micelles in casein. That's why the big so what has been micellar casein. But you really need to get intact native milk to get the micelles. And the so what really is in the micelles, because they are what hold the minerals in. They are what gives it a time-dependent response as far as digestion goes. And it's, you know, it makes it behave more like food. And that's why Dr. Connolly went with this. We're talking about something that's supposed to be a real meal, not just to increase protein synthesis for a bit, and not some other type of caseinate or blend where they say, well, it's going to increase amino acid dispersion for 7 to 10 hours or some nonsense. This is as good as you can get. It's just the way the cow puts it out in its native form.
So the reality is we've come full circle in the world of engineered food, where engineered nutrition was a complete abandonment of what nature had intended because we felt that we knew better. And now we've come full circle to engineered nutrition being a more convenient form of what nature had intended.
That's correct. It's like, you know, the manufacturers, and you can do great things by tearing things apart, but it's also, you know, one of the things we talk about in our, in some of the, I've got an interview coming up with Dr. Connolly, this can be in print and online, but we talk about, you know, that old adage, the whole, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Right.
It's very, very true with total milk. If you look at the research, you can start to see all these things that actually are reactions in the gut. So in other words, when you pull the whey and the casein apart, you're losing what the body has to do when it pulls these things apart inside your digestive tract. And one of the main things you lose are the other peptides that get spun out of there. So there's no way that your body can create these new peptides, these active casomorphins and these other things, because they're not there anyway. The body doesn't need to do it. So it's very elegant. It's simple, but it's pretty elegant. And when you use this product, and even some food science guys that I've worked with on the flavoring of the product, you know, Scott does a lot of that, but I did a lot of the benchtop stuff with a couple food chemists. And they're just amazed because they haven't seen this total milk in so long because people abandon it. You know, they went with Price when whey protein concentrate was really inexpensive. Prices are going up on that. And truth be told, you know, these total milk is going to probably have a resurgence because of its functionality.
What now Dr. Connolly introduced a pretty progressive form of whey in another product not too long ago. I always get these confused. I know there's whey hydrolysate, which is hydrolyzed whey. And then there's whey hydroxylate, right, which is like a unique peptide of whey protein, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're one and the same. When you hit a whey protein, you hydrolyze it. You hit it with enzymes. Basically,
okay.
You're pre-digesting it.
Okay.
The type of enzymes and the duration that a particular whey protein is being subjected to this enzymatic bath, so to speak, that determines what peptide linkages get kicked out. Now, in its most basic form, you'll wind up with smaller chains of peptides that will basically increase the gut's absorption because your body has to break down protein into peptide linkages to uptake the proteins.
Right.
However, when it comes to whey protein, the problem is whey is already extremely fast. I mean, a lot of it is digested right there in the, you know, in the gut.
Right.
And so there's really not much need to cut it into pieces any further. Dr. Connolly had a product. He worked with some researchers in Australia where the hydrolysate was shown to kick out peptide linkages. And this may sound like Star Trek, but the peptide linkages had a specific effect in the body. And in this case, it worked on the ryanodine receptor, which is a receptor that gets clogged or beat up with repeated exercise. So what they found is when they took this specific hydrolysate, the peptide linkages basically caused a chemical reaction that reset this receptor quicker than it normally would get reset. And that's why that one was completely unique.
Now, well,
and
I guess the reason I'm asking about that is because is that a resident component of this whole milk form of protein that's in your product?
No, it isn't. I mean, when you do, I mean, some of the you were talking about a lot of the things that Dr. Collins brought to the market
right.
and studied. When you talk about that hydrolysis that has a specific peptide sequence, right? It's kind of like a math problem. It spits out X, Y, Z, and that opens this door, let's say. That's one thing. Then you may have the high growth factor product that he had, which is a completely different type of extraction process. And so, you know, on that one, you have to tune the special ceramic beds to basically look for molecules with a certain weight. And so you're basically skimming those out of
the
milk.
Yeah, like a molecular sieve approach almost.
Exactly. Yeah. So it takes a lot of milk. Basically, even to do that, you have to be associated with some dairy co-op, which in Australia, they're part of the government.
Yeah.
So that group. And so you basically mine the milk for those typically called growth factors, but they're really multifunction cytokines, which basically is a kind of a long-winded way of saying they can't contain very, very, very small molecules that turn on different functions in the body. And if you're wondering, well, how could that happen? Well, it's like mother's milk turns on certain gene programs in an infant. And, it goes beyond the calories of the milk.
Yeah.
Because there's other things in there that are saying, wait a minute, let's turn these lights on, let's turn those lights on. And the fact, you know, and the growth factors basically reset like a wound healing process, which can get truncated with trauma and things like that. So that's why those were groovy. But the total milk has a completely different function. Scott had a lot of different proteins, and we'd go to his house and try these concoctions. But, you know, we were trying to say, Scott, you know, guys and gals, when they're trying to get lean, a lot of them go, well, food's better. Well, let's take a look at that. Why?
Right.
Why is it being better? Well, because your body has to dismantle.
Well, you know what? And we know this time and time again. If anything, it's been the Achilles heel of the pharmaceutical industry. The only way that the pharmaceutical industry can profit is to synthesize something found in nature, isolate it, synthesize it, call it a drug. And quite often, it doesn't work the way it was intended, the way it worked in nature. And that's because, unfortunately, try as we may, we are not smarter than nature. And subsequently, there are other effects of things that we may not even know exist yet in certain food sources that have a symbiotic relationship with the things that we think are the active ingredients. And these could be, like in the case of my raw unpasteurized colostrum that I've been drinking for the past couple of days, it is touted as having transporter proteins and enzymes that help the peptides get absorbed by the gut of a mature stomach. You know, you don't find this once you isolate the peptide and send it in on its own. So, you know, again, I'm a true believer of the notion of whole food sources because there's a lot more going on quite often than we know about. Vince, real quick, and because we're going over on this particular segment, and I want to go into a break. Does this protein source have the requisite 3 gram of leucine that has become the mantra of Dr. Scott Connolly?
Of course, it has. The max ceiling for increased response with added leucine.
Cool.
And some other amino acids that other people put them in there.
That's why I want to take, when I come back from the break, I want to now talk about what else is in there. I want to find out what kind of sweeteners you're using, if you are. And also, if it is fortified with additional amino acids, we're talking with Vince Andrich. He and Dr. Scott Connolly have launched a new company called Myotropics, MYOTROPICS.com. And within the next few weeks, we will see the first of its offspring, which will be Physique 2.0, which is a superior meal replacement product. And I don't care if you are intending to be a competitor, just like to work out, or somebody who's trying to be more conscientious when you're in a hurry on your food choices, this could be a lifesaver. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please don't stop the music. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so we understand the carbohydrate source is exceptional. We understand the protein source is exceptional. Is it fortified with anything else? Additional amino acids or cofactors that help these things do a better job?
Yes. I mean, off the top, I mean, it does have added amino acids, leucine, glutamine, and proline. And as Dr. Conley would say, let everyone try to figure out why some of those are in there. They could probably figure out the leucine and the glutamine. The other one, I'm not sure where they're going to go, but... It's another door that leads to building muscle.
What about artificial sweeteners, flavors, and that sort of thing? What do you use to sweeten the product?
We have Ace K and sucralose.
Okay.
That's where we are with that. So.
And obviously, sucralose seems to be the lesser of all of the sweeteners out there. Why not stevia, Vince? Why not go with the stevia that, you know, people are looking for?
Well, you know, we've done some work with it. Dr. Conley continues to do some work with it. It's just trying to get the impact sweetness in that to basically make something palatable. And, I'll say this, you know, Dr. Conley's palate is pretty particular. So what I might think is fine, he's like, nah, rubbish. So that's kind of Dr. Conley's area when it comes to that. And we are looking at it, though.
There's another sweetener that seems to be popular, and it's from Asia, called Luhangu or Lohangu. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. I you know, it's in the Clef bars.
Yes.
It's exactly right.
They're saying it's like Asia's version of stevia, but apparently it's been used in Asia for like literally, you know, tens of dozens of years. So as a commodity item, it's far less expensive than stevia.
Probably safe. I'm not really sure if the verdict is completely in on stevia. Do you have a read on that?
On it being similar to stevia or stevia itself?
Just stevia itself.
Oh, stevia is great. I mean, the research on stevia belongs in your product, and I'll tell you why. Stevia has a beneficial effect on pancreatic islet cells as far as their ability to reestablish the insulinogenic production. Stevia does not spike insulin like some of the other artificial sweeteners that, even though they have no calories, they seem to be working on some sort of glucose signaling at the tongue level. And stevia is natural. I mean, it really, you know, comes from, we make stevia at home. Elisa and I, we have a stevia plant, and I don't know how she does it. She soaks it in water and then she dries the leaves out first, then she soaks them in water, and then we just take a dropper of the water, and it's amazing. The stuff is, now, stevia does have a slightly different taste that some people don't like. I think that combining it with something else might bridge that taste. I'm sure that the taste experts out there are working feverishly on making it the go-to sweetener. But, yeah, I think stevia is worth, especially because you guys are committed to engineered nutrition in a totally different level. You're looking to engineer it to make it convenient, but to maintain all of its qualities that it had when it was a whole natural food source. I think stevia really deserves a second look from you guys.
You're right. No, that's a good call. I mean, and you hit it. We're trying to make, you know, increase compliance because everyone's on the go, but give them a product that is more closely resembles not only what we know with science, but what nature can deliver under that same umbrella, which, as you mentioned many times, I mean, you know, evolution is a pretty good scientist, I'd have to say. And so, you know, you have this fluid that mammals put out, and it's gone through some changes to get us here. And so it's a good place to start.
Yeah, I would look at the Lohangu also, because I believe, I've only read a brief literature on it, but I believe it's like Asia's form of stevia, you know, and it has some of the same beneficial qualities, and it is a sweetener, but it's natural. And I believe it doesn't have any impact on the insulinogenic response. So with that being the case, you know, those would be two to explore, obviously, because we look, ignoring the fact that there's a population of individuals out there who want to build muscle, want to get strong, want to look a certain way aesthetically, but are not willing to put artificial things in their body any longer. That's a growing population. It's estimated to be about 50 million adults in the United States, actually 49.7 million adults in the United States, who are interested in exercise and nutrition, but will not abandon good health decisions in the pursuit of. One last question, and then we have to break. You call this product Physique 2.0 because the physique bikini segment in bodybuilding is exploding. How is that changing? In a brief Vince Andrich, a summary, how is these two new categories changing the landscape of bodybuilding competitions? Are we seeing a more of a mainstream pull now?
Completely. I mean, it comes down to this. I don't think that the drive to have an appealing physique or body has changed since we figured out you could do anything about it. However, with bodybuilding, and probably the biggest culprit was what happened to women's bodybuilding, right? I mean, it just went off the map really quick, off the road, and they had to change. But bodybuilding for men was the same thing. I mean, guys would try to emulate what they thought judges wanted, and now there's an opportunity for guys to basically go out there with a really nice-looking physique that's appealing, that, you know, they could actually still have a social life with. No offense to any hardcore bodybuilders. You know, I chase that thing too, but it's just gone so far. Is it the type of physique you want to stay in all the time? And these guys, and I've met literally hundreds of them. They're coming out of the rafters now. A lot of them are wannabe bodybuilders. They competed as bodybuilders. They're like, I now have a chance to have the body I really want and still compete.
Right. Right. And also not step into that danger zone, to come full circle to what we talked about right before, where I have to abandon logical good health practices in order to look a certain way. And I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the website is myotropics.com, myotropics.com. The product is Physique 2.0. It's worthy of your investigation and your sampling. You should try it. If we know anything about Dr. Scott Connolly, is of all the people out there, he doesn't have any need to come forth with any new products if he didn't want to. And secondly, he does not come forth with any half-baked products. Of all the people I know, perhaps to a fault, he does thorough research and testing before he moves forward. So I really think that based on that and the fact that we do need a good MRP that you can pour in a shaker bottle and drink in a hurry that emulates real food, whole food sources, go to myotropics.com, check it out. And as soon as the product is truly available, we'll have Vince back on the show to talk about it, because I'm twisting his arm to give our listeners something special that they can't get anywhere else. Right, Vince?
Absolutely.
Okay. Listen.
Your audience deserves it. Thanks so much, Carl.
Thanks for being on the show today, brother.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Bear Walker on. And we're going to talk about minerals as electrolytes, imbalances, the symptoms, and replenishment. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com
Strong.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge
protein them. Is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell. This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Our next guest is fast becoming a fan favorite. Many people ask for him to come back on the show. Because he bridges two worlds. The folkloric world of the medicine man, of the original Americans of this country, and modern, technologically advanced medicine. He is none other than Bear Walker. How you doing, Bear?
Hey, I'm great, Carl, and always a wonderful honor to be on your show. And the responses I've got to my website, to my office, has been the best. Some of the patients, some of the people that have called in from your radio program, and are just they're a highly highly evolved, highly educated group, and it's just wonderful to talk with them.
I say it every day. There isn't a person in my audience that couldn't take my job tomorrow morning because I have no. I'm serious. I mean, I'm not. I have the most intelligent audience in the world, and that's why. That's why they can't be fooled. It's like you can't fool them. You can't go, they're the ones that send me messages and say, did you see this Monsanto is up to? Did you see what Pfizer is up to? It's like they're the watchdogs out there. And we really need the whole country to get like this.
No, I absolutely love it. It's like a major grassroots movement of personally empowered people taking action on a daily basis. But you really are, there's nobody that can replace you. You're extremely well-spoken, and you deal with all these things incredibly. So, you're right. You have an intelligent audience, but what you do is not
well,
easy.
That's very nice of you. That's very, very flattering. All right, so let's talk about something important. This is something that's actually happened to me recently, and that's why I think it's important to talk about. We really don't pay much attention to electrolytes.
No.
In fact, I don't think most people even give the word electrolyte a thought unless they're looking at a bottle of Gatorade and they think, oh, it's a fortified with electrolytes. That must be a good thing.
God, they did a great job of branding that. It's one of the bigger lies, by the way, that there is out there.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
With that being said, electrolytes are really nothing more than minerals, right?
Basically, yeah. I mean, they are a mineral with a strongly ionic charge, which means they produce
Excuse
a highly
me.
Positive charge in your body. Not to oversimplify, but I always like to use analogies that people can, you know, can really hold in their head. If you think of your car having a battery with a positive negative charge, if your battery runs down, your car doesn't start. Well, the most important thing, you know, the negative just grounds it. That's the positively charged electricity, and we could say in the car that runs it, it's the positively charged ions in your body that give your body the power to get up and go. If you feel like you're a car starting in the morning, like, I can tell you, you're low on electrolytes, and you're right. They're one of the least monitored, one of the most important, especially for your patients out there, your listeners out there who are into building, you know, a strong muscle base and things like that. Remember, muscles and neurons are the most highly charged electrolyte. In other words, they're the ones that need the most electrolytes anywhere in your body. And so you'll never build muscles. You'll never build a healthy, strong nervous system without high amounts of magnesium, potassium, sodium, and all the electrolytes.
But the critical ones that we find that are in higher amounts in the body, you just named them.
Right.
It's magnesium, potassium, sodium, and calcium, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Calcium and magnesium.
To a lesser degree, by the way, yes.
Calcium to a lesser degree, you said?
Because, well, first of all, you have more calcium in your body than anything else. If we take an average person who weighs 160 pounds apart, he's 9 pounds calcium. So it's higher than virtually any other particular nutrient in the body. But it's also so present in virtually all foods and everything that we're doing, and it absorbs in an easier way overall. And so you'll find, again, Carl, if I run tests on 100 people, I find more people low in electrolytes, most particularly magnesium, than calcium. I don't find people calcium deficient nearly as often as I find.
You know what's interesting about that? Doctors will prescribe a calcium supplement for anybody over a certain age without looking at their diet. And quite often, if you look at someone's diet, most
yep.
people are getting well over 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day, even in a Spartan diet.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and here's the other thing. If you ask people, and this is another branding thing that's been done, what's your source of calcium? They say, well, I drink milk and eat cheese. And frankly, that's a very, very poor source of calcium, and it's harder to break down. Not that I'm totally against it. I'm not saying you can't have dairy in your life. But again, it's not considered. I mean, if you consider a cow, which can weigh, 800, 600 pounds, and incredible bone structure in cows, they get all their calcium from grass. Gorillas, elephants, they're all highly developed bone structures and systems, an elephant especially, and they get it from greens. So calcium, when it appears in a live food, broccoli or greens, kale, et cetera, the ratio of magnesium, potassium, sodium to it is proper so that you break the calcium down.
Well, now let's talk about that for a second, because we have to go down this road. We might as well do it now.
You bet.
In today's depleted,
exactly.
blanched soil,
yep.
where they're just replacing nitrogen and potash and a couple
yep.
other things, are we really seeing the proper ratios any longer?
No, you're not. You're 100% true. In fact, they did an interesting study here on the highest quality broccoli, and I won't use the particular store, but everybody knows it is one of the highest quality health food stores. It's a national chain. And instead of finding the 72 trace minerals that your body needs every day, they found in some of it as few as 9, and on the high end, they found like 18, 19 of the trace minerals that are important in the absorption of the calcium. So you're 100% right. It is soil deficiency that is a definite key thing.
So coming full circle here,
yep.
unless you're eating such a huge amount of food every day, which some people do, I mean, I probably tip the scales pretty close to 3,000 to 5,000 calories on some days, but I get a lot of my extra calories from healthy fats like coconut oil, for instance.
You do paleo. You do a
yeah. Well, I do ancestral. I like to call it ancestral because paleo is now being treated the way Atkins was treated by the medical orthodoxy, like we're some sort of idiot zealots, and we're really not. But anyway, I do an ancestral diet. I try to adhere to a more ancestral method mm-hmm. of eating. But Unless somebody's eating like just large amounts of food, the only way to get proper electrolytes is to supplement. We're going to talk about that towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
But what I want to do right now is I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to paint a picture of some of the most common imbalances and the symptoms that people will develop, because this may help a lot of people. Somebody out there may go, wow, I thought I had Lyme disease, and this is all I needed to do. So we're talking with Bear Walker. We're talking about minerals that play the role as electrolytes. Bear, give the phone number where people can reach out to your office if they want to get a consultation with you.
I so appreciate that, Carl. You would speak to Deanne at 860-384-1527, and some of your patients have. We're already in process of, you know, doing some testing and things with them. Or my website is pprdi.com. That's Peak Performance Research and Development Institute.com. And any of those places will have what they could do to contact us.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Bear Walker.
Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like tryptorelin or folistat, and you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bear Walker. If anybody's having trouble with the feed, can you please post on Facebook? Somebody just emailed me and said that he was listening to Bear Walker talk and then all of a sudden it was gone. And our feed is up and running and we've got quite a few listeners, live listeners right now. So if you are hearing me, could you post on my Facebook that you're hearing me? I'd appreciate that. We're talking with Bear Walker right now. We're talking about minerals as electrolytes. Okay, Bear. Epidemiologically speaking, when you look at the study, the lab ranges,
sure,
of these things, they generally are pretty narrow. Our body has the ability to maintain pretty targeted levels of these electrolytes, correct?
Well, they are, and they're also, I would say, unless you really go in with a strong directive to your doctor, what you're going to get is a blood sodium, blood potassium. Sometimes they'll do a urine test, but they rarely test the most important of all your electrolytes, especially if you're going to go in for some sort of blood assay, would be RBC magnesium, red blood cell magnesium, because by that we're actually able to tell, at least to some degree, your cellular level of magnesium, which is really going to be much more accurate. Almost 80% of the magnesium you have in your body is going to be inside the cell or intercellular, and one of the better tests for that would be
Would my doctor understand? If I go into my doctor and say, look, I want you to test my magnesium, my potassium, my calcium, and my sodium levels, but I want you to test the I want to know what my cellular levels are. Are there a test for each of these to identify that?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, you can do across the board cellular functions, particular magnesium, potassium, and sodium is one of the easier ones. But listen, in general, not only do doctors not know this, they are very, very resistant. I mean, you cannot imagine how many times, unless I go through one of my network of doctors here, if I send this study out, they will kick it. They will send back. Listen, I have doctors who kick homocysteine C reactive. They won't even test. So what I would strongly encourage all your incredible listeners is to actually demand, because it is your right as a patient. If they're going to be doing blood work, you demand that they do these tests and indicate that they're an integral part of your overall health and that you have a right to know. The other reason doctors resist this, and I know this is a bit off subject of electrolytes, but in general, doctors resist doing broader-based clinical evaluations, in other words, a thorough blood test, because the more the test, by law, the more they have to do what's called a report of findings. And a report of findings, of which they get paid for, they like to have that be a five-minute visit, which is simply, oh, your cholesterol's too high, here, take Lipitor. That's not right.
Thank you.
But anyway, yeah. So when you go in, circling back to your question, I apologize, Carl, I get off.
No, I appreciate the additional information.
Because frankly, unless you're doing this yourself, which your listeners are, the doctors will not do this. You have to hold their feet to the fire, so to speak. And you can tell them, you know, Carl told me we have to do this. But what they really need to do is find out, especially, let's go back symptomatically.
Yes, please.
Doctors won't even deal the symptoms. The most advanced system would be renal failure, but long before you have renal failure based on low electrolytes, you're having a ton of other symptoms. Some of the early symptoms will be muscle cramping, muscle aches, inability to retain or to hold muscle, even if you're doing, you know, strenuous workouts.
What about dystonia, which could be misdiagnosed as a neurological disease, but people will start to have rigidity and stiffness in their muscles quite often due to imbalances in calcium and magnesium, right?
100% true. And remember, going back to the electrolytes are going to show up the most in your muscle and nervous system, two very, very important systems. But the doctor doesn't even begin to think that way. You know, if they'll check your blood sugar because they think you may need insulin or whatever, it's got nothing to do with it. Again, magnesium deficiency is present in 100% of diabetics. Every diabetic, especially type 2 diabetic, everyone, 100%, are magnesium deficient, and doctors don't see this coming on. They don't test any of the RBC magnesium or anything like that to find out. So symptomatically, it could be dizzy. You mentioned dystonia. You could be, you know, early indicators of kidney issues. But one of the other ones that doctors also don't test is called your pH. And a pH, by the way, anybody here, anybody on the radio can go and get a pH strip from health food stores or your local drugstore.
Right.
You know, if they don't carry them, just tell them you'd like it. And pH markers are really, really good indicators.
Okay, but I've always, and I've done this.
Yeah.
I mean, God, we played with the pH paper when we were in grammar school, early biology class. But is urinating on it adequate, or should you prick your finger and touch your blood with it?
No, just do oral and urine. It's enough because you don't have to. The blood pH is going to always be pretty close. Your body will steal electrolytes from everywhere else just to make sure your blood pH stays.
So saliva is a direct filtrate of blood. So saliva would be adequate.
It's adequate. But remember, everybody out there, if you want to know, people don't realize the word pH literally means. The pH means powers to hydrogen, or hydrogen to the power. So pH, or powers to hydrogen, means how well your cells are hydrating. The only way a cell hydrates is when the electrolytes are on track. And so if your pH is off, i.e. acid, 4.5, then you're not hydrating properly, therefore your electrolytes are low. And one of the simplest ways to buffer that is increase. You know, I mean, what I use is a trace mineral, which is a combination of all 72 minerals that are earth-based because I don't want to.
We're going to get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But I want to stay just for a moment longer. Some of the symptoms that you'll experience if calcium and magnesium are out of sync, cardiac issues, arrhythmias,
yep.
And even asystole in very, very, very severe cases of an imbalance, right?
You are 100% true. Many, many patients who go in with some sort of chest pain or some sort of heart or some sort of cardiovascular discomfort, they'll send back home and the doctors say, no, it's not your heart, you're just under stress or whatever. Well, the truth is, you could be so magnesium deficient, which is probably the single most important nutrient to your heart is magnesium. I could quote Dr. Sinatra's work, who is a huge, huge component of three major things, which is D-ribose, L-carnitine, and magnesium in high, high doses, as much as 1,200 milligrams, to protect you from a heart attack.
Right.
CoQ10, D-ribose, carnitine, and magnesium will protect you from heart attack. But these are not things that the doctors look at.
But also, it should be said, in an individual who is symptomatic and deficient in magnesium, if somebody has adequate levels of magnesium, obviously taking 1,200 milligrams a day, which is what I did. Okay,
yeah.
So here's my story.
Okay? You had to evaluate that. Yeah,
I started to develop some nasty symptoms in the past few months.
Okay.
When I would train with my heaviest weights, my heart would start to become asystolic. And it would get up to about 160 beats a minute, and then all of a sudden it would start beating slower. It would go ba-boom. Ba-boom. I would become lightheaded. My blood pressure would drop. I would have to stabilize myself until I hold myself until I stabilize, and then I would come back. After a discussion with a friend of the show, Dr. Andro, and we started talking, I have been taking copious amounts of magnesium for 18 months now. At bedtime, I'm taking 600 to 1,200 milligrams of magnesium a day. Plus, I eat 4 to 5 avocados a day. I eat high magnesium foods like nuts. So I am probably tipping the scales too far on the magnesium side. As soon as I stopped supplementing with magnesium, within a week, I noticed the changes in the way my heart felt.
Sure.
And now, it's almost 3 weeks later, I'm not having that asystolic events any longer when I train heavy. So the reason I'm telling you this story is...
I don't mean to do this on the air, but it also is very useful for our patients. How are you... Do you uptake or do you take any sodium in your diet, or are you in a sodium free?
No, the only sodium I get is naturally occurring in foods, and I don't heat. I generally not by choice, but just because of what's available to me and what I eat most days, I don't eat a high sodium diet. No.
And my recommendation again, and I would typically not do this on air, Carl, but just so people understand, here's the issue: we have become so sodium free that it's actually too much. Let's go back to the history of salt, by the way. Salt at one time was extremely valuable. In fact, it was a commodity. It was a currency because salt, the original salt, had all the trace minerals in it. It had 72 trace minerals in the salt. So people, if you want to read a book that's phenomenally interesting, it's called The History of Salt, and it tells all about this. So within our body, within our limbic system, is this craving occasionally for salt. Now, when we get that craving, connected to our ancient ways that we realized that salt was really powerful and good for us, we now eat, or most people will eat,
sodium chloride.
Right.
They eat a bad salt. They eat a table salt. And it's terrible. It's extremely, extremely dangerous.
And even sea salt is just sodium chloride, I've come to learn. Celtic salt is just... So where do we get our salt from, Bear?
You have to buy the... There's a couple different places you can get a high-quality Himalayan salt, and it'll show in there the broad base of all the nutrients. So that salt craving is we could say, one of the right directives, especially as you use the ancient diet. Sodium was an incredibly important part, not only in the meats that we ate, like going back to my, you know, my heritage is native ways, we did salt the beef, or not the beef, the deer, and we did salt some of our game, but we had a sacred mine. There was a place that we went and got this salt, which, by the way, under Detroit, almost completely under Detroit, got mined for salt. All of the incredible salt that was there under the Great Lakes under Michigan has been completely taken and used and basically broken up. But see, so we would use this salt not only in our, like with our meat dishes and things like that, but this salt was used with like cabbage or you know how you make a sauerkraut thing. All these things have had huge healing power and were a big part of it. Now, you can replicate that salt. You have to go online and find it. And I didn't realize I was going to go this way in this conversation, but if you know, we'll search it out and we'll find a source. But that's why, like, even in your situation, a certain amount of this type of sodium is actually what your body's craving. And I know doctors are so anti-sodium, and they say get 800 is your maximum on a day basis.
And Bear, not only do I sweat profusely during training, but then I sit in the sauna for 20 to 30 minutes while I shave. So I'm probably have all sorts of electrolyte imbalance issues.
Absolutely.
And, okay, so before we go into this break, I happen to know what you use with your patients.
Okay.
Okay, and I have actually arranged for our audience to take advantage of something. US Cell Wellness, which, by the way, is owned by John Wood, and you all love him because John is the guy, the brains behind US Wellness Meats, where many of us get our humanely raised pork and all sorts of other great stuff, has a website called US Cell Wellness. You can get there by going to superhumanradio.com. For my audience, for the month of March only, because I feel this is important, because I could have really hurt myself. There's no doubt in my mind about this. If you go to US Cell Wellness and look for their Superior Trace Minerals, and these are a liquid form, and we're going to talk why liquid form and the small molecular weight of these minerals, you can get a buy one, get one free, and save 20% off the price of the first bottle by using the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R. You have to check out, and they will discount it to 20% off. And while it won't show it in your shopping cart, they will ship you two bottles when you use the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R. This is what Bear uses with his patients, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a phenomenal deal. By the way, that will show up with the patients that I do a study with if they choose to, you know, call my office or whatever. That's an amazing, you know, amazing price or whatever.
Yes.
Deal.
Yes.
But that has done so many good things for so many people. And that's, frankly, the Superior Trace Minerals is what a lot of my pro athletes, some of the Jets from last year, some of the Dallas Cowboys, some of the other baseball players and things that we use are taking a fairly high dose of that trace mineral, that Superior Trace Mineral, every day. And it will protect your heart.
It'll enhance performance. First of all, we're going to talk about the relation between magnesium and calcium and muscle contractions and muscle expansion,
sure,
if you will, for lack of better terms.
But
but also, we've talked about on this show getting the basic foundations right. When we've had Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, he says, you know, before you start buying all these sexy supplements, get your basics right first. This is something that's really ignored, and I'm going to tell you something. The effects are profound.
Yeah.
So this is something worthy of investigation. We're talking with Bear Walker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. You're going to keep your head up through it all. You're going to
your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bear Walker about electrolytes, the minerals that make them up, what they do in the body, and sensible replenishment. If you're low on magnesium, I have to believe you shouldn't just go out and just take magnesium by itself. Am I right about that?
No, yeah, 100% right. And also it goes to quality. I mean, electrolytes by definition are ionic. They have to be at a tiny micro size, like almost to the point of nano.
Well, and in fact, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the electrolytes and the trace minerals that are in U.S. Cell Wellness's product are actually in angstrom unit size, which means that okay, so now here's the $64,000 question. Remember when $64,000 meant something, Bear? Anyway, I think I paid that for 1 year of college. Anyway, okay, so obviously having serum levels of these electrolytes is it's important, but it's meaningless if the cells aren't topped off.
That's correct.
So what, how long do you have to take an electrolyte at the appropriate dosage along with the other balancing electrolytes before the cells start getting topped off? And is there anything that we can do to enhance the ability of the cell to absorb the electrolytes, since that's where the rubber meets the road?
All right. very, very good question, but it's going to go to the potential deficiency. So if you are, if you've been deficient for an extended period of time, it's going to take 3 months to build up what would be a really high quality level of the electrolytes through your body, because your absorption is also going to be based on cell retention, and cell retention is going to be somewhat limited based on what your cells are used to. In other words, if your cells are like raisins, they're completely compressed, they actually go to an expanded or open like a big cell over a period of time, but it takes a little while because your cells can only take in and retain and hold so much. Now, going back to muscle cells by cell weight or by cell volume are some of the heaviest cells, thickest cells, because they hold a high amount of these electrolytes, and they also, the cytoplasm, the actual intercellular fluid is actually slightly heavier, slightly, but when you quantify it, it's extremely important. So again, going back to the listeners who want to build a high quality muscle tone, they'll never ever do it without magnesium and potassium, because that actually is retained in the cytoplasm, and it holds a little longer. It's partly a protective mechanism, and it's partly a mechanism of the Krebs cycle, or the production of the ATP in the mitochondria. So the other thing to remember is the only way anything goes into the cell is through one of these protein ion channels. In other words, it has to
through
be...
Through, is it not osmosis? Is it an osmotic effect of that the actual electrolytes themselves create charges that pull things in and out of the cell?
It is osmotic, and there's a thing called the sodium-potassium pumping mechanism.
Right.
But even with those things said, it still has to go through a channel called an ion channel that is actually it's extremely small. It's also, by the way, highly, highly intelligent. The membrane of your cells, of everybody's cells, is at the same level of intelligence as your brain. And it has this incredible ability to pick up, yes, it's good, it's positive, or no, bad, send it off, or whatever. And so your body is actually looking for, your cell membranes are searching for right now electrolytes. They're searching for magnesium, potassium, because their cells are calling for it. And so almost like a search kind of a mechanism that's saying, please, please, please send us high-quality magnesium. So when the body, then when it literally touches the membrane says, oh, yeah, we've been looking. It's got like a key. It's got like a, and it goes right through this channel, and then it goes inside the cells to properly hydrate the cell. So that, your question was, given period of time, again, cells that are extremely deficient are going to take longer and longer to completely build that high quality positive charge inside the cell. There's a rule of thumb. If you've been dehydrated for over a year, it's going to take you 3 months to build back that positively charged, powerful cell inside. And it's going to take you 1 month for every year you've been dehydrated. So if you've been dehydrated 10 years, it's going to take you 12 months to get your cells completely 100% functioning as well as they could. And I don't think it's your listener base, but a lot of patients, they try something for a week and they say, well, I didn't do much. I don't feel anything. What was that? And they don't realize it, that that's the cell intelligence. It's only going to uptake, and it's only going to improve literally by it, you just showing it over and over and over again. Now, you may feel some positive results from something like a superior trace mineral in as little as a week, but it takes a longer period of time to completely build that back.
Right, and that's the key. Topping off every cell in the body is really the key.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the calcium-magnesium relationship, calcium channel, contractile force on muscle fiber, and then magnesium relaxes. It also works this way in the heart. People don't realize this, but the heart works just as hard opening up to fill blood, in fact, harder than it does to pump. Calcium causes it to pulse and contract, but magnesium allows it to open up and expand, almost like a bellows that you would blow on a fire. You have to pull it apart to suck the air in. Without the proper magnesium-calcium relationship, contractile force goes out the window, doesn't it?
Now, you are right on, and more knowledgeable than even some of the doctors who are supposedly experts in sports medicine. You really put that in summary very, very quickly. I will document that with a wonderful book written by a man who is considered one of the beginning experts of nutrition. His name is Dr. Bernard Jensen. He wrote a book that everybody should have called The Chemistry of Man. And in The Chemistry of Man, he deals with virtually the whole 72 trace minerals, but particularly exactly what Carl was saying, specific to magnesium. In fact, he labels magnesium, you know, just for easy title, the great relaxer. And again, everybody's about contraction, building stronger muscles by contraction, et cetera, you know, curling a weight or whatever. But it's the relaxing. It is the relaxing that actually causes the expansion of the muscle, and it's the expansion of the muscle that gets an increased blood flow through the muscle. Therefore, it convinces the muscle to grow back stronger, to replicate better, and things like that. So it's that relaxing muscle function that allows for the body to really respond and grow stronger and stronger and stronger.
Okay, so when replenishing with electrolytes, obviously it's something that you must be patient with. You have to be committed to getting electrolyte levels on a cellular level,
sure,
reestablished. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people will go, I'm low on magnesium. I'm going to just take magnesium by itself. And we even have clinicians out there saying to people, you know, or maybe they're saying something, but the way it's being interpreted. So someone will say, our population is severely deficient in magnesium.
Correct.
And so someone will go out and buy a magnesium supplement, start taking 600 milligrams of magnesium a day or more, not even knowing, first of all, what their magnesium levels are, but more importantly, it's almost like a seesaw when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
You have one person that's a little heavy on one side and one person that's light, so one person's up in the air all the time. So to balance it out, one of your friends comes over and jumps on the little kid's side. Now the kid who was on the ground goes up and stays there, and these two, there's no balance.
So that's
you can't just, if you're low in magnesium, don't go out and get a magnesium supplement. Get a whole trace mineral supplement.
That is 100% true. And indeed, we could, if you don't mind, we could use that, you as a bit of an example. And indeed, you probably were magnesium deficient to some degree. You maxed magnesium up. It could have actually caused some troubles for you just to stay on that, because I can tell you just in our brief questioning, you were also sodium deficient, which is less common. You're one of the rare people, because the level of how hard you work out, the amount of muscle bulk that you have, and the fact that you're doing not only workouts, you're doing things like sauna and stuff like that, you sweat out a huge amount of sodium. So in your situation, magnesium would not have been the answer by itself, whereas the trace minerals would be much, much better for you, and especially long-term would have turned things around. Although, if I did a test on you, I'd say, hey, listen, go get some Himalayan cell salt or sea salt.
Because I probably need a little bumper up in the front end here.
Foods high in sodium would be things like celery. There is, let's see, certain of the cruciferols.
Let me ask you a question. I may have had these imbalances for many, many years, because I have always subscribed to the single mineral supplementation approach. I've never taken balanced minerals. I've always supplemented with potassium when I thought I wanted my muscles to pull water in. I've supplemented with magnesium when I figured I was low on magnesium. Is there any relationship? I know there's relationship to muscle weakness, which I was severely starting to experience muscle weakness. I would feel this sensation that I actually thought I had. Diabetics develop a symptom that is a hyperproduction of lactate in the muscles, where they have this constant fatigue burning feeling in their muscles. I was starting to develop that fatigued feeling in my lower legs, which I know had to be from the excessive magnesium I was using.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And absolutely. And again, it goes to ratio. The ratios were off far enough in your situation that it was not working effective. The other thing it goes to, and all due respect to the other people who produce supplements, of which I find a lot of good supplements as well, but magnesium is one that you'll find that they try shortcuts with, like a magnesium oxide or glycinate or things like that. The problem with that is the absorption happens fast and furiously through your GI tract, but doesn't always get to the cells. In other words, a magnesium oxide, the simple thing is you'll take enough of that till you get diarrhea. Well, the reason you get diarrhea is because
it's osmotic diarrhea. It's pulling water into the intestines, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly. And because of that, you end up with, you really didn't get much magnesium.
The magnesium is exiting the same way it entered. It's just pulling a lot of fluid with it now.
And it probably did probably, like if people are high in calcifications, like a kidney stone calcification or a gallbladder calcification or even some beginning arthritis, that type of magnesium oxide probably would reduce that to some degree, but it's still not going cellular. And cellular is where it's at. I mean, if you want to live a long, healthy life, 120 years or whatever we can talk about, it's going to get down to cell function. And if you don't have healthy cells, you're never going to really be at your optimum. And I can tell you, the pro athletes I work with, I mean, they've got tons of muscle building, you know, everything from arginine to testosterone builders, et cetera, like that. None of it works if we don't go from a cellular level with them first. And that happens to be, you know, sort of my forte. That's what I've worked with the most. But that's what turns them around. You know, very simply, I can show on a computer system whether a person's levels are accurate or not. I mean, if they're off on one of the trace minerals, or if they're not even bringing them, they may not be absorbing their proteins or whatever, I can show them that, and from that, I can set up a program that's going to be broad-based, such as a superior trace mineral, but then it will be also specialized to possibly need adrenal support, or they need pancreatic support, or pituitary, or they, you know, whatever. I mean, even in your situation, you may run high cortisol, and just based on the level of intensity and the power you go with, Carl. So if you're running high cortisol, now you've taken your needs for magnesium and sodium and potassium to another whole level.
Really?
In other words, under stress, you've just added another 20% of needs for your magnesium and potassium, and you go hard. I know you do, Carl.
Well, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I have questions about chelation. And also baths. We're talking with Bear Walker. Bear, give your website again, please.
It's peakperformanceresearchanddevelopment.com, PPRDI.com, or phone me at 860-384-1527.
And, of course, in light of this show, John Wood was kind enough to give my audience a coupon code that is only available through March. If you go to uscellwellness.com, you can buy their Superior Trace Minerals. You can save 20% off a single bottle price and get a second bottle for free. It doesn't get any better than that. So please,
no,
Don't waste this opportunity to really supercharge your body. And the key word here is charge, because electrolytes are what power the electrical system of your body. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Mushroom deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight, you better hit bulls. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations
expectations and muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bear Walker. We're talking about electrolytes. Very, very overlooked. Really, really important. And you can't just assume that you're getting all these minerals in the proper ratios from your food any longer. I'm sorry.
No. No way.
First of all, before we talk about chelation and baths, which I want to just kind of, you know, kind of take a left turn here, what role does the small molecular weight of, say, a product like Superior Trace Minerals have in a trace mineral's ability to enter the cell? Or does that not matter once digestion occurs? Everything is small molecular weights.
Well, that would be making the assumption that digestion occurs. The challenge with that is, and not to, that may not sound very nice to you, but on the other hand, people do assume that what they eat is broken down and therefore utilized. And frankly, based on people's not only digestive systems, but the speed with which you eat, people eat at such an incredible rapid rate now. They don't chew properly. They don't allow for the digestive enzymes in their stomach. They may not have a properly functioning stomach. So, you know, that's a basic assumption that, oh, I ate X, Y, and Z, and therefore it ends up in my cells. Frankly, I find that to be a very, very large problem, is that the absorption both of the small intestine and the uptake is extremely limited. In these days,
what role does chelation play? I see a lot of minerals nowadays are chelated. What is chelation?
Yeah, chelation is a reduction in the size, but it's not angstrom size. It is better because you're seeing that they're reduced in size. They also allegedly and chelation has become a term that I find sells products, but I don't find it to always be effective. Either they didn't do the whole chelating process properly, or they, they're just using that term. Chelation means they're actually trying to match an additional ion or additional positive charge. Sometimes they use a protein for the chelation process. Sometimes they just, you know, make it more positively charged.
So by being positively charged, it then is attracted into the cell,
yeah,
theoretically?
Attracted in, but again, it's got to still go through that ion channel, which is extremely, extremely small. And therefore, if it isn't small enough, or if you didn't digest it properly, or it wasn't there, it's not getting in the cells. Right. And I can tell you, based on my 25 years of practice, I have seen very, very few people who either break it down properly or they're taking the nutrients that absorb into
the cells. Where do you think, before we go on to baths, where do you think prehistoric where did our ancestors get minerals? Was it surely because there were greater degrees of it in vegetation that they were eating, or was there something else? Was it in water? Where were they getting it back in the day?
The whole permaculture was better. By the way, there was mineral springs that had a tremendous amount of water,
yes,
which were sacred to us. We drank from these mineral springs.
I've drank from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Yeah.
I used to go up there in August when I worked at the racetrack, and we used to drink the water up there. Then north of Louisville, there's West Baden and French Lick, which are built on three natural springs.
Yep.
Where they used to bottle it. It used to be called Pluto water. It would cure whatever ailed you. And all of these springs have something in common.
Had that, and we would skim that water off, and we would drink it. We gathered from a mine deep in a cave. We gathered the salts that were used as a part of our preparation. Our soil had never been fertilized. By the way, if people want to get an idea, there's an incredible book of what's happened over the last 100 years. It's called The 100-Year Lie, and it talks about how they've taken from us our soil, our foods, the nutrients in our foods, and what continues to go on with, Monsanto and, ADM and all these companies and what they're doing and what they have planned. It's frightening. Not to get off on that, but if you want to educate yourself, read the book, The 100-Year Lie, and it really puts a lot of this together. Your idea of an ancient diet, I like that name really well. I'll use that because
ancestral diet. Yeah, it's more appropriate because I don't think we can eat like our Paleolithic ancestors, but I think we can find a way to eat like our ancestors of 300 or 400 years ago.
You surely can, and actually, some of it is as little as 100 years ago because that's my grandfather's era. But the food was either gathered. We gathered our rice. We did sow some squash. And we did sow some corn. Those were planted, but they were planted in fields without any kind of fertilization, other than we would use seed fertilization or fish, not sea, not from the ocean, but from the Great Lakes or from our lakes. We would put that in, and we hunted, hunted or trapped or fished for food. So those foods were still very, very high in these nutrients. It's one of the things that over my 25 years has put me in a search for something that was close to the way I grew up or the way I lived eating growing up, and that's why, coming full circle to Superior Trace Minerals, that's the closest thing I can get from that would be similar to the minerals that were in the springs, the clear springs we drank out of, or the salt that we would gather out of the cave or whatever like that. It was that's the most similar to that, and I think that's why it's so restorative, to the body. It's what your ancient body, your limbic system, directly connected to your hypothalamus, is telling you that you need to eat. And there's a certain wisdom to it, there's a certain awareness, and I think it actually increases your mental clarity, your focus. I think it makes you much smarter, which would, I think, maybe be another whole program, how it improves mental and cognitive abilities to be properly.
Well, don't forget, these electrolytes play a role in neuronal transmission, and true. The brain is just a cluster of neurons. That's all it is.
I believe that the ancient people had a deeper wisdom, maybe not as much of the learning from books, but they had an incredible wisdom that come from a diet that was based in the earth and based in these ways. So
let me ask you a final question because we're coming to the end of the show. So what do you think about mineral baths? Do you think that the body absorbs anything from mineral baths, or do you think that's just folkloric?
There's two things. First of all, there's a lot of different mineral baths, and that was one of the things in Canada when I did my original studies in naturopathic medicine, or when I go to Europe, like if I teach in Munich or in Vienna, they use these baths a lot. They're very popular. They're not so popular in the U.S. because they take a while. But yes, you do absorb through the skin, and yes, you do absorb, especially when you use the real, real hot baths. I used to go to a place in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, that had these incredible mineral hot baths, 110-degree baths you soak in. There's no doubt you absorb that way. That's also been used by the ancients for hundreds of years. It's not as good cellular, but it takes a lot of the extracellular fluids that need to be cleared, and it helps flush out things that are in your extracellular fluids, lactic acid, ammonia, nitric acid, all these things that are a part of the metabolic debris in your body. So I do agree with them. They're just not utilized here in the U.S. much like they're used worldwide.
Okay. All right, listen, a final statement I'm going to say again. John Wood over at USL Wellness has made it available to you guys at a ridiculous price. Not only do you get 20% off the first bottle, but you get a second bottle for free. It's a one-time offer. You can't buy five bottles and get this five times. It's you buy one bottle and save 20% off. You get the second bottle free when you use the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R. And this is only for March. If you like the stuff, which I have a feeling you will, you have to buy it at the regular price they're on, unless they offer you something special. So this is one offer per household. That's it. So take advantage of it, because as Bear said, I think we caught you by surprise with that price, didn't we?
Yeah, really. And I tell you, it's really wonderful, Carl, what you do for your listeners. And I know you really go to bat for them, but that's one of the greatest gifts you can do. And it's because of you that John was willing to do this. And I think that is really fabulous. And you can't beat that price. Everybody should get a couple bottles and try it. I guarantee you by the end of those two bottles, you'll be on Trace Minerals.
Well, I can tell you that it's just in 3 weeks of focusing on taking in a greater degree of balanced electrolytes and abandoning this mono elemental approach to replenishing certain minerals, which has caused me. I mean, look, if I would have gone to a doctor and he would have said, wow, you know, you've got some arrhythmia stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he would have put me on Cardizem or something like that. He would have never checked my mineral levels. Not in a day.
He would have been on a beta blocker. There's no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would have been it. And so many people just go down that road. Their doctors don't care because some cute little blonde didn't come in and say, hey, check their minerals before prescribing Cardizem. She said, oh, when they have this symptom, just prescribe Cardizem. And you know what? In just 3 weeks, my symptoms are completely gone.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So anyway, Bear, wonderful having you on, brother.
Always great to work with you, Carl. Thank you, thanks, and thank you to all your wonderful listeners.
Give your website one last time.
PPRDI.com or 860-384-1527. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bear. All right, so there you have it. Also want to thank Vince Andrich for coming on earlier and talking about their new product, Physique 2.0. Go to Myotropics, MYOTROPICS.com to learn more. And please take advantage of USL Wellness's offer for Trace Minerals. I am a firm believer now that Trace Minerals are as important as any testosterone booster or peptide that I could take. And I will always take my Trace Minerals from now on because I don't want my electrolytes to ever get out of balance again. It's very, very scary stuff. Go to USL Wellness, use the coupon code SUPER, S-U-P-E-R. When you check out for your Trace Minerals, you'll save 20% off the single bottle, plus you'll get a second bottle for free. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. To the Superhuman Channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.